to make it easy.
Yeah, it is. And it depends where the stores were. Now, when they get to Rosedale, they stop there because people had cargo on the boat.
Okay. What'd you call that place? That was a...
What did you name a special name?
When you did something from the store, it always came in at the what?
Well, it came in either on by freight or by boat.
It came in by boat and they, at the what? They took it off at the...
Well, they would say we unloaded grocery. And they used to have a horned whistle they would blow. And people knew that by when they come in New Year, and you'd go get your stuff. When you get to Rosedale, well, same thing happened. It'd be stores up there. People go get their stuff. Or it might be shipped in by the TNP. Well, that's an old railroad here. Of course, that's Missouri and Pacific now. It's not TNP anymore.
The sort of thing that you put wood in, and when you're going to cut wood, you lay it in one of these things, the X-shape.
The buckshot. Ain't that what it's called?
Did you ever see the ones that were A-shaped and had a piece in between, two A-shaped frames and a piece in between? You know what that was? You might use them to make
a what?
A table, you know, kind of lay a piece of wood or something across it and make a table.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Those are called?
Well, when it was all in wood, they used to call it a bucksaw.
A bucksaw.
Yeah.
Same thing?
I think so. Children got tables out for the yard to barbecue and all made like that right now. The wood, they go like that. And then your wood sits up here. And this is the bottom of it, on the ground.
Now, your husband, did he ever shave with a straight razor?
Oh, yeah.
What would he sharpen that on?
Razor strap and a stone. Papa, too.
Okay. You ever see things that would go around? That was called maybe sharpen an axe on it or something like that?
Oh, mention that. I've been telling that thing for a while. Grinding stone.
Have you still got them?
My son-in-law has it, yes. We had one. Used to tell that for my papa to sharpen his tool. Had a bellows too for a blacksmith shop. You know what's a bellows?
Yeah. You mean kind of a forge? Did it fit into a forge?
It was kind of not exactly kidney shaped. But anyhow, you'd rake the handle of it and it would blow the air and keep the coal burning for to melt your whatever metal you were trying to melt or whatever you're trying to do. Yeah, we had one of those.
Now, what'd you put in a revolver?
They had bullets. And shells for hunting, just like you got now.
Or you might say they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank.
Heck no, they were a lot of ammunition.
Well, when they wanted to practice, they just fired blank.
Tell you the truth, I never did see any of them practice. I don't know. I don't know when they practiced.
Okay.
But they
well,
had...
Well, in a gun you use, in a shotgun you use shells, in a rifle you use...
Bullets.
Cartridges?
Well, I'm not up on guns too much.
Were you a cartridge one?
I guess so. That goes in a pistol, I believe.
Yeah, a pistol.
But they all had shotguns. They all had high-powered rifles. Used to hunt deer. Still do.
Your husband hunt?
Yeah, he used to hunt. Okay. He never did kill one, though, I have to admit. He was outdone, too.